Nice job, as always, by our student musicians. The Evergreens will be a little short-benched tonight. They suit up only 10 for the girls' varsity game. Should the Evergreens be able to spring the upset here, this would be their best win of the season so far. So, I mean, that's why you play them. Opportunity knocks for the Evergreens. Let's see if they can walk through the door here. Again, the first game from Wausau West, when we played them over at their place, it seemed like they got on top early. The Evergreens, if anything, played a little bit worse in the second half, and things just simply didn't go that way for the Evergreens. This Everest team has won two of their last three since then, although against a lower level of competition than what they see tonight. Again, Wausau West arrives with a pretty splashy 13-3 record. Wausau West starting five being announced here. Melina Tonelli, Katie Deaton, Anna Cunningham, Maddie Shires, their leading scorer and best player, Tess Hauer. Hauer had a big game earlier in the season against the Evergreens. Evergreens starting five, Olivia Fernstadt for the Evergreens. Off the bench and out comes Zoe Minahan. There's Alexis Wojnowiak coming out for the Evergreens. Mallory Schmall and Gabby Anderson to complete the Evergreen starting five. So it is Fernstadt who comes into the lineup with the Megan Heil injury. Megan Heil will not be available tonight. So the Evergreens, as we mentioned, a starter down. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens! The Wausau West starting five already out on the court. Everest gathering in front of their bench, and they'll be prompted by one of the three-man officiating crew to come on out and play basketball. So there we go. It is going to be Zoe Minahan who will be jumping center for the Evergreens against Anna Cunningham. Cunningham's a six-footer and will have a height advantage over Zoe Minahan as the ball's in the air, and we're underway. Let's light this candle, and Wausau West will be on defense first. Tap back to Mallory Schmall. Evergreens have possession. Minahan gets a touch here as the Evergreens work the perimeter. Gabby Anderson, Evergreens exclusively behind the arc, now down low to Wojnowiak, right on the low blocks, and she misses at the rim. Tapped back by Gabby Anderson, straight on three, no good for Minahan, and the Evergreens get another offensive rebound. Came out long to Minahan, and the Evergreens are going to reset. All right, so the Evergreens will open with a third look at the basket. Mallory Schmall looks to drive in, cut off along the baseline, goes back out. Evergreens on the perimeter again. Fernstadt had it in the corner, bumped, stolen. A turnover for the Evergreens to the rim. A foul, no, a travel, wave off the basket. Katie Deaton stole the ball, but I think that's the right call. I think she kind of shuffled the feet before she got up there. But Wausau West will put on full court defensive pressure as the teams trade turnovers on their first possession. Evergreens break it, Mallory Schmall. Well, Mallory was almost across the half court mark and then went back. Here's Fernstadt. Evergreens work the perimeter again. 1 minute in, no score between the Everest girls and Wausau West. Game one of two here at the Fieldhouse. Wausau West playing a pretty tight defense. High over the top to Wojnowiak, who was bodied up. Goes back out for a long three. No good. Mallory Schmall hit the rim, round and out. And we've got a whistle. Offensive foul on the Warriors. Warriors got the ball, wanted to play in transition. Their player pushed off. I think that foul's going to go on Anna Cunningham. No, sir. Katie Deaton. So Deaton's got a turnover and a foul. Minute and a half in. No score. Evergreens get a long cross-court pass turned over. So the Evergreens struggle with the pressure like they have all year. Wausau West puts full-court press defense on. And the Evergreens turn the ball over on a long inbounds pass. Evergreens are trying to get that to half court. And was taken away by Katie Deaton. Evergreens come out 2-3 zone, looking to drive in, almost taking the extra step there was Deaton, goes back out for a three, Maddie Shires off the rim, no good, rebound to Gabby Anderson of the Evergreens, a one-and-done trip. Anderson long cross-court pass while goes off the hands of Olivia Fernstadt and turned over. Boy, the Evergreens are going to have to limit their turnovers in this game. No score here, so neither team's been able to break the seal on their respective rims, but the Evergreens have not looked good against this full-court pressure. Got to clean that up. Ball goes over to Maddie Shires. Wausau West is on the perimeter. Wow, Tonelli almost traveled there. Goes back out, three ball, Katie Deaton high. Arcing shot from the rafters, no good. Shires rebound, low block, spins baseline, off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Gabby Anderson of the Evergreens. Evergreens this time get up through the half court. Walsall West doesn't get to set up their press. Minahan, Fernstadt, and Evergreens' Mallory Schmall. Schmall had 18 in the win against Walsall East. She's been the Evergreens' best player as of late. Down low to Wojnowiak on the low blocks. Good. Fernstadt feeds the low post, and the Evergreens lead 2-0. Driving in, hanging in the lane is Katie Deaton. Trying to do too much there. That's short. Rebound. Unable to hold it is Olivia Fernstadt. Fernstadt has it knocked out of her hands, but she fouled it out of bounds, and Walsall West is going to get the ball back. 2-0 Evergreens. We're 2 minutes and 42 seconds into the game. We've seen exactly one basket. Walsall West, thinking about the straight-on three, is Deaton. Instead, she drives, splits defender. She's up and over Wojnowiak, and Deaton scores. One of the Walsall West players didn't let that ball fall through the cylinder. It gives them kind of a cheat to let them set up the full court pressure, and they just got warned for it by our baseline official. Full court press is back on. Minahan goes cross court to Mallory Schmall, the Evergreens' best ball handler. She breaks this on the dribble. Mallory Schmall circles back, gives it to Gabby Anderson. Now, how the Evergreens use Mallory Schmall will be kind of a thing here, because Gabby Anderson can handle the ball, and Mallory's probably the best outside shooter right now. Mallory or Zoe Minahan? Evergreens again are looking for Wojo, who's roaming down low. Schmall's got it behind the arc to Minahan. Open for a three off the front rim, a little short. Rebound comes out to Milena Tonelli of Walsall West. Tied 2-2, 14 and a half to play. So this game's going to be played in the teens at this pace. It's not going to stay that way, though. Bounced into the corner. Tess Howard got a brief touch. Goes back out to Maddie Shires. Shires kind of running the point here. Down low, wow, extra pass, nice entry. Anna Cunningham scores inside. Points in the paint for Walsall West. Warriors take their first lead, 4-2. Mallory Schmall breaks the full court press, still has her dribble. Picks it up and goes back to Gabby Anderson. We'll go under 14 minutes to play in the first half here. Working around, Minahan guarded two steps behind the three-point line. Schmall and Gabby Anderson. Again, Wojnowiak roams down low. The Evergreens are going to put in Danny Langseth, too, on the next stoppage. So the Evergreens will go for a little more size. Open for a three, queuing it up. Fernstadt round and out, almost, would have given the Evergreens the lead. Walsall West clears the boards. Katie Deaton. Deaton still has a dribble. Bounce pass to her teammate along the baseline. Cut off there. Emma Tonelli goes back out. Long shot from Howard. Just foul line extended. No good. Evergreens get the rebound, and the Evergreens are going to take an early timeout. That'll allow Langseth to get into the game. Walsall West 4, DC Everest 2. This is the slowest of slow starts. 13 and a half to play in the first half. And we'll be back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at redcloverweston.com.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse. Well, I'll tell you this, we've seen a lot of time come off the clock for exactly three baskets between these two teams. Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout, trailing 4-2, driving in into a lot of traffic, flinging the ball towards the rim is Mallory Schmall, and Mallory sold it. She's going to get two free throws out of it. To the free throw line, Milena Tonelli is whistled for the foul, and they will judge that Mallory Schmall was in the act of shooting. Two free throws coming, which could bring us even if Mal can connect. The first one high and arcing, that came down with an icicle on it and goes through the rim. Mallory Schmall, the Evergreens' leading scorer this season. Second, got them both tied 4-4. 13-15 to play until halftime. Walsall West letting an inferior team hang around. I mean, the Walsall West Warriors are not on track yet. And the Evergreens, as long as we stay at this pace and this score, can have upset on their mind. Shires played soft, a long three. She was two steps behind the arc, and she misses. The rebound is taken away by Cunningham to the weak side by Maddie Shires, up and in. Cunningham was just stronger than the Everest player there. Shires gets herself into the scorer's column, 6-4. Mallory Schmall, full court pressure, reach in, not call. Bounces the ball over to Minahan, out of bounds. That's off the Wausau West defender, off Tinelli. Evergreens will take it. Everest was not careful with the ball there. Evergreens inbound underneath. Now inbounded to Minahan in the corner, who was open for a three for a moment, didn't pop it. Goes back out to Mallory Schmall. West leads 6-4. Wojnowiak comes all the way out to handle the ball around. Mallory Schmall on the clear out, settles for a long two and misses. Both teams cold. And Tinelli gets the rebound, a one and done trip. 12:20 to play, first half. 6-4 Warriors, and West has the ball. Shires along the baseline, open for a minute, decides to double clutch and takes the three, no good. Rebound pinballs around. Zoe Minahan gets it. So Shires only one of three for her opening shots. Again, Shires 11 points, well, now 9 away from setting a record. A reach in? No. Travel. Danny Langseff shuffled her feet. Was distracted there by Anna Cunningham, who flashed out to try and steal that ball and then moved her back foot, too. So the pressure defense leads to another turnover. It's the Evergreens' fourth, and we're only at the 12-minute mark. Basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed at the Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Medford, Plover, and Wausau, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Saturdays, 8 to noon in Wausau. Driving along the baseline and a foul called on the Evergreens. Non-shooting. Deaton was driving in. Gabby Anderson fouled her. West will inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounded in traffic underneath, rolls around, won't go down for Tess Howard. Tipped out to the Evergreens, one-on-one. Zoe Minahan goes to the rack. No, she circled back and had her pocket picked from behind, and ball's knocked out of bounds on the Evergreens. Minahan's got to go right to the rim there. I mean, it's a one-on-one. You got a challenge, and for good measure, the Evergreens reach in, and Wojnowiak is going to get called for a foul, too. Boy, nothing good about that play. One-on-one, straight to the rim and challenge the defender. Instead, by slowing up and circling back, a second defender is able to come up from behind, pick Zoe's pocket. This ball is almost knocked away. It's kind of a soft, lazy pass from Wausau West, recovered by Katie Deaton to Shires, three balls short. So she's 1-for-4, but an offensive rebound. Hauer back to Shires in the lane. She missed there, left that one short too. So Shires is kind of off her game. Wojo gets the rebound for the Evergreens, still just 6-4. Can the Evergreens tie or take the lead with a three? Here's Gabby Anderson over to Zoe Minahan. Evergreens have Wojnowiak and Langseth. So two big bodies in there for the Evergreens now if they can feed the low post. Langseth flashes out and handles all the way above the three-point arc. Gets it over to Hannah Studeman, who's now in for the Evergreens. Stude got her first touch there. Wojnowiak up high. Evergreens with this rotation play. Again, open for a three there was Gabby Anderson, a little trigger shy. 10.5 to play in the 6-4 game. Zoe Minahan surveys. Yeah, the Evergreens are giving Mallory Schmall a break here, so the Evergreens are without a point guard and without a leading scorer in this set, and Wojnowiak handling beyond the three-point arc almost lost the handle. Yeah, the Evergreens a little bit uncertain about what's going to happen here. They're trying to run that double pick down low. Got it down low to Wojnowiak, but she's 10 feet away and double-teamed. Go back out, three ball. This would be the elite for the Evergreens. Good for Hannah Studeman. And at the 10-minute mark, the Evergreens take the lead 7-6. Evergreens led 2-0 and now have a one-point lead at the 10-minute mark. Well, already this is a little bit better when these teams met the first time, where the Evergreens were getting their high tops blown out here. Long two for Wausau West. That's not a good shot. Settling was Katie Deaton, loose in the corner. That may have gone out on the Warriors. They've got a conference on this, and they're going to give the ball to the Evergreens. And the Evergreens will put Mallory Schmall back in. And the Evergreens put, who else is back in there? Paige Zarnik comes in. Now, no, they changed that. They're going to give the ball to Wausau West. Hope Springs Eternal. 7-6 Evergreens. West has the ball. 9:40 to play. Timer is moving. Kylie Deaton is now in. Feeds the high post to Tess Howard. Foul line extended back to Kylie. Brooke and Kylie and Katie, senior and sophomore, respectively. Shire feeds right over the top. Whistle, basket. Madeline Hauer has scored, and she'll get to the free throw line for a free throw two, a chance to complete a three-point play. Beg your pardon, Tess Hauer, low blocks basket. So there's another lead change in this girls' basketball game. That foul is on Danny Langseth. Danny's got to know that if you're going to commit that foul, the shot cannot go down. Hauer's free throw is true. 9-7, Walsall West retakes the lead at the 9.5-minute mark. Evergreen's getting this ahead to Studeman, who breaks the full court pressure into the front court. Studeman's got her dribble, gives it back to Danny, to Gabby Anderson. Anderson directing a little traffic. Wojnowiak is on the bench now, so Danny Langseth is the low post player for the Evergreens in this set. Studeman, Schmall, and now around to Paige Zarnik, who got her first touch. Again, Gabby was open for the three and declines to take that shot. Anderson got it back. Evergreens set up behind the three-point arc, but, I mean, with this set, it almost implies that if you're open, you're going to take it. Evergreens, Anderson feeds down low to Langseth, and she is fouled. I don't know about that. That may have looked clean. A lot of ball there. Doesn't matter. Langseth is going to get two free throws. Foul is on Kylie Deaton. It's her first. Kylie kind of pleading her case, too, that she thought that was a clean block. Danny Langseth's first free throw. She rushed it and leads it off the back bracket. No good. Olivia Fernstadt will come in, and Gabby Anderson will get a breather. See if Danny Langseth, the sophomore, can get one. Got it. So that's good. She's one of two, and it's a one-point game. Danny Langseth, as a sophomore, you just see her body type and how she can play the low post, and you say, wow, you just wish you could speed her development along to what she'll be like in her junior or her senior year. This is rotated down low. Danny Langseth bodies up on Anna Cunningham, and Cunningham missed. Offensive rebound for Walsall West. Back out for a three. Katie Deaton, no good. A lot of bodies banging underneath. Evergreen's Langseth secures the rebound. West leads 9-8. Everest has the rock and a chance to take the lead at the 8:20 mark. Bad pass there. Turned over. Studeman was trying to, get it over to Studeman. That was a bad pass. So the Evergreens sometimes here are their own worst enemies. Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Walsall, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. West feeds the low post. Kylie Deaton scores her first basket of the night. West has five players in the scorer's column, and they lead 11-8. Under 8 minutes to play in the half. Low scoring, no flow first half so far. Studeman picks up her dribble. Across to Mallory Schmall, foul line extended, doesn't take that shot. Goes back out to Fernstadt. Mallory Schmall, you know, in the second half of games where the Evergreens have needed more, Mal's been more comfortable going to the rim. She dribbled into a double team there and turned the ball over. Back-to-back turnovers for the Evergreens to Shires, who traveled. She was trying to step back for a three and shuffled her feet there, and Shires got whistled for it, gets turned over. So Walsall West with an opportunity to build their lead a little bit further. No dice. 11-8. Evergreens get the ball back, trailing by three. And again, West puts on full court pressure as the Evergreens inbound in front of their own bench. Have to go the length of the floor here. Bounced ahead to Fernstadt with her dribble over to Studeman. So Studeman and Fernstadt are on the floor at the same time. Langseth is out, and Wojnowiak is now in, roaming the low blocks for the Evergreens. Bounced over to Schmall. Schmall dribbles, got a little bit of room. Pull up baseline, 10-footer, good. Mallory Schmall, first points from the field. She has four tonight and is now the Evergreens' new leading scorer. 7 minutes to go until halftime, and it's a one-point game. Katie Deaton gives it over to Tess Hauer and goes back out to Shire, playing catch with Hauer, who fakes the long two, goes cross-court to Deaton, drives in, double-team, foul before she started that move to the bench. Foul's going to be on Fernstadt, first, team's fourth. Common foul will inbound underneath, but first, Walsall West wants a timeout. The Evergreens are hanging around against a much more accomplished team. West will have the ball when we come back. 6:43 to play in the half. Warriors 11, Evergreens 10 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more, like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh, then you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Blackhawks!
Walsall West gets the ball out of the timeout. Quick three off the front rim, no good. Evergreens get the rebound and have a chance to take the lead. West is back defensively, so no transition opportunities for the Evergreens. They'll play this in the half-court set. Fernstadt down low to Wojnowiak. It's blocked. Ball is loose. Picked up by Gabby Anderson. Rebound missed at the rim. And Walsall West comes away with it. The Evergreens come up empty. Two low post blocks. Scooping drive to the basket. That's pretty for Katie Deaton. So the Evergreens get two looks underneath and nothing. And Deaton gets points in transition for the Warriors. 13-10 Walsall West. Boy, the Evergreens want either of those shots underneath back. Got the ball into Wojnowiak's hands. That's got to go down for the Evergreens. Over the top to Wojo. That's tipped out of bounds by one of the West players. Evergreens trying to arc that over the West defense, and Kylie Deaton knocked it out of play. Zoe Minahan comes in. Olivia Fernstadt goes out. So Minahan will give the Evergreens a little more height and a three. They're not guarding for it. Ooh, if they could have gotten it to Minahan, she was all alone on the baseline. No one matched up against her. Ouch. Instead, Minahan gets the ball on the overplay, open for a three. This could tie it. It's off the back bracket, no good. Wojo, rebound underneath, right up off the back rim, no good, like there's a lid on it. And got a reach in against the Evergreens, battling for the loose ball. Evergreens have just left a lot of points on the floor in the last couple of minutes. That's frustrating when you're battling a team that's got some more pieces than you. Alexis Wojnowiak picks up her second, so she is the first player to the two-foul club. And the Evergreens keep her in. No sign of Langseth re-entering the game. You'd kind of put Megan Heil in this spot. Pass along the baseline, knocked out of bounds off of Mallory Schmall of the Evergreens. Yeah, Megan Heil, who plays some low post for the Evergreens, would probably come in once Wojo gets her second. She stays in here. Walsall West inbounds underneath their own basket. In traffic to Cunningham. Goes to the baseline there. Touch there for Deaton, and now Shires has it. Shires has been held in check so far. She has only 2 points. Feed the low post there, knocked out of bounds by one of the Everest defenders. It'll stay with Walsall West. We're getting late in the first half. 5:10 to play until halftime. 13-10 Warriors. Evergreens had the ball with a couple of chances to tie. This ball's almost thrown out of bounds. Turned over to the Evergreens. You know, the Warriors are playing down to the level of their opponent here, and there's no coach that's happy about that. Walsall West is going to make a late substitution into the game, too. In comes Grace Milchalski. Out goes Anna Cunningham. So with Wojnowiak in and Cunningham, their post player out, the Evergreens should be looking to feed the low post. Mallory Schmall first has to break the press, and she does. Pulls up into a double team. The Evergreens take a timeout. Mallory Schmall was going to be pinned in between the sideline and the mid-court line, and Coach Matt Bullis, up off the bench like he was sitting on a spring, calls a timeout there to save the possession. 5:02 to play in the first half, 13-10 West, but the Evergreens will have the ball after this 30-second timeout. It's a website just for Everest fans. Podcasts, highlights, and scores are all your Everest teams. EverythingEvergreens.com. Brought to you by Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. The Clover Belt Credit Union, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, and the Bone and Joint Center, everythingevergreens.com. It hurt us a little to post the hockey score last night, a 4-3 loss for the Evergreens to Marshfield, where Marshfield scored 1, 2, 3 unanswered goals. Ouch. Marshfield Tigers boys hockey team much improved from recent years, but that was a tough loss to put on the Evergreens. Hockey plays at Spash next night. Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout. Time is moving, and now under 5 minutes to play. Zarnik has it for the Evergreens to Studeman. Evergreens give it over to Schmall, near side. She's guarded closely by Deaton and has to go back out. Zoe Minahan. Again, in this three-point game, Minahan and Schmall are both threats to hit a three. Mal is open while they play her soft. She almost dribbled into traffic. Goes back out. Evergreen still all season not confident to shoot the open three. Wojnowiak in with the two fouls, rolls down low. Mallory Schmall got a switch off there, got the defense that they want, and now Mallory with a bad pass, take it away, coast to coast, and points off the Evers turnover for Kylie Deaton. It's one of the problems, if you stay on the perimeter too long, eventually you make a mistake, and Wausau West is a good defensive team. Minahan gets this forward to Studeman. Studeman is bumped and fouled. That's only Wausau West's fourth. The basket off the turnover makes it 15 to 10. Kylie Deaton, the younger of the Deaton sisters, gets her second foul. Now under 4 minutes to play in the half. Evergreens have been stuck on 10 for a while here. Evers player trips, called for a travel first. Not sure about that. Mallory Schmall ran over the foot of one of the Wausau West players and is called for traveling. Not so good. You know, when you have only 10 points, when the other team gets up on you by 7, suddenly that lead feels a little comfortable. Katie Deaton drives into traffic, and she is fouled going to the rim. I think this will be non-shooting. Let's wait and see. Nope, they're saying she was in the act of shooting. Hannah Studeman's foul will send Katie Deaton to the free throw line. Wausau West is a good free throw shooting team, too. So these are opportunities to extend the Warriors' lead. First free throw right through for Katie Deaton, who now has 5 points and leads all scorers. Basketball brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Deaton's second free throw is good, 17-10. Evergreens break the press, 2-on-1 to the front court, right to the rim, and missing at the rim is Studeman. Wojnowiak gets the rebound, up and in. Wojo on mop-up duty gets her second basket. Evergreens needed that, 17-12. It looked like another bunny miss underneath, and the Evergreens managed to get points on the second chance, so that's good. Here's Shires in the corner. Passes on the shot, goes back to Katie Deaton. Deaton almost lost the handle on that. Instead, it's picked up there by Grace Mulkowski to Shires. Three ball off the front rim. Friendly roll, no good. Loose ball foul on the Warriors as Gabby Anderson was in the process of securing that rebound. So Shires has not shot well from the outside. Unofficially, I've got her 1 for 6 outside. Shires got 2 points. And that foul is on Kylie Deaton, who's called for her third, and a foul in the backcourt. Actually, they're giving a bench warning to Wausau West here. Yeah, someone said something from the West bench and was just warned for it. No technical here. Evergreens have just lost the handle against full court pressure. Hannah Studeman had it go right off her hip and out of bounds. The turnovers are killing the Evergreens. On what otherwise is a day when Wausau West is not playing well, this game would be closer if the Evergreens had better ball security. Shaprisa Shabani comes in for Wausau West. So Shabani, who gave Wausau West good points off the bench when these teams met before. With the dribble, Katie Deaton off the Everest turnover goes into the corner. Shabani got a touch. Mulkowski there. And now Shires, they set a screen for her. Step back three, Shires, no good. Offensive rebound by Shabani underneath, she traveled. Goes right back to the Evergreens. 2:48 to play in the first half. Can the Evergreens inch a little bit closer before halftime? Trailline is 7, down by 5 now. Had a chance to tie the game at 13-10 and had a 3 that went off the rim. To Zoe Minahan in the front court. Boy, the Evergreens had a 3-on-2 if they were going to push it, and they didn't. Minahan pulled it back out. It's those little things where you just kind of don't have the rhythm of the game quite right. Studeman looked to go inside, instead goes back out to Minahan. Again, there are just some times the Evergreens are working behind the blocks, and they don't have a chance. A cross-court weak side. Wojnowiak is open on the low blocks, but she traveled. Oh, my. I mean, that's the look the Evergreens are looking for in that set. And then you break down when you finally get the ball to you. Another turnover again. Mallory Schmall will come back in for the Evergreens. Paige Zarnik goes out. 2:23 to play, first half. Turnovers are a huge bugaboo right now for the Evergreens. Katie Deaton brings it up. Evergreens settle back to half-court defense. To the corner, Shabani goes over the top, down low to Hauer, who spins and misses. Got a foul. It's a late whistle. In the process of shooting, if that's on Wojo, it's her third, and it is. The Evergreens rolled the dice and kept Wojnowiak in the game with two fouls, and now the third has come. She's going to have to go to the bench. And they judge that Hauer was in the process of shooting, so two free throws, first of which is right through. So Danny Langseth comes back in. Wojnowiak goes to the bench. 18-12. Well, so low scoring, the scorecard's going to be easy to total up at halftime. That is a rare miss for Tess Hauer, who's one of the best free throw shooters in the league. Voice of the Warriors, Chad Holmes, just jinxed her by bragging about what a good free throw shooter she was. Gabby Anderson over to Minahan. Evergreens trail by six. They have the ball, now under 2 minutes to play until intermission. Minahan almost dragged that back foot, gets it over to Studeman. Studeman bounces once, back to Minahan. Evergreens work on the perimeter. Mallory Schmall guarded closely. Schmall picked up her dribble and bounces it over to Gabby Anderson, looks to drive in into traffic, gets it to Langseth. Langseth is double, now triple teamed, and they're going to call a jump ball, I think. Yep, jump ball. Dribbled into a double team, and then one of the Walsall West players slid down to her. There were three players around Danny Langseth, and one of them got their hand in on the ball, turned over, and the arrow points to Walsall West. So will either of these teams break 20 before halftime? 90 seconds to go until half. 18-12, Walsall West. Katie Deaton with her dribble. Bounces over to Shabani. Down low, up and in to Tess Hauer. Feed the low post there. Hauer's got six. And it is now 20-12. Warriors' biggest lead. The Evergreens have like 2 points in the last 9 minutes of play. The Evergreens' offense just stagnant. Gabby Anderson over to Zoe Minahan. Yeah, I mean, it was 13-10 for a while ago, so this is an 8-2 run for Walsall West in a very low-scoring game, and now under a minute to play. Langseth roams the low blocks, but the Evergreens have this outside on the perimeter. Gabby Anderson to Minahan, almost stolen on the overplay. To Mallory Schmall, looks to drive in, goes back out to Minahan, and now Studeman. 40 seconds left until half. And Evergreens aren't holding for one here. The Evergreens are running regular offense. Now the Evergreens maybe want to hold for one here. 30 seconds left. Back out to Gabby Anderson. And to Mallory Schmall. This is good defense here by Walsall West. And yeah, the Evergreens, I think, are going to pull this out for one. Over to Studeman. Down low to Langseth. In traffic. She's fouled and she scores. So that kind of gets the Evergreens off the schneid there. They did work the ball down low. Langseth had good position. The basket makes it 20-14. And a free throw is coming up too. Tess Hauer, the senior, fouled the sophomore. The Evergreens want to sub in Paige Zarnick. They want a little more rebounding presence, so Gabby Anderson will come out. Langseth is 1-for-2 from the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play here. Would officially leave the Evergreens just hanging around with 17 seconds left. Danny's free throw, good. West will hold for one. 5-point lead and the ball. Timer is moving. 10 seconds to the hands of Katie Deaton. Deaton looks to drive low. She turned it over. Was trying to feed the low post, but was threading a pretty tight needle. Was trying to get it to Milkowski. Threw it at her feet and threw it out of bounds. 6 seconds left, and the Evergreens will get a late look at the basket here. Full court pressure. Mallory Schmall inbounds in traffic to Zoe Minahan, and Minahan is fouled. And that's going to put her at the free throw line. That's a really bad foul. That foul is in the backcourt, where you're going to put your opponent on the free throw line with 5 seconds left. That is a coachable moment for you. Shabani is called for the foul. Free throw coming for Zoe Minahan, and the first is good. She'll get the bonus. There will be 5 seconds left on a make or a miss. 20-16. 20-17. Walsall West got a hurry. Full court pressure, almost stolen on the inbound. Ball is loose. 2-1. Two steps over half court. This will count if it goes. No good. Katie Deaton was able to get it into the front court. A pressured three that misses at the buzzer. Yeah, the Evergreens are officially hanging around against the second-place team in the Valley. At halftime, it's 20-17. Back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.